Howdy, and welcome to episode 7 of Hello Fairview, your local podcast made right here in Fairview for people in Fairview and the surrounding areas. This is a weekly show released every Wednesday featuring stories that aim to inform and inspire. Local radio stations don't exist in small towns like ours or even our newspaper, so we use Hello Fairview to fill that void with news related to Fairview. This is a value for value podcast, which means you contribute what you can based on the value you receive. This concept was founded by the podfather himself, Adam Curry, and his co-host John C. Dvorak from the No Agenda Show almost 18 years ago. Currently, this is just a one-man operation. If you have any other ideas, events, business opportunities, job openings, don't hesitate to let me know. You are a producer of the show. You are not a product because your time and attention are not being sold for advertisers for value. Some shows will be longer, some short shows will be shorter, but I'll do my best to keep things relevant. This was the first episode in which a commissioner reached out, and a youth activity leader and a citizen even reached out about some stuff that they had heard on the show and wanted to make sure that we had called out. So that was pretty cool to have happen for the first time. All right, traffic time. Normal, busy. Cumberland 100 have been much better as school has been cooking along here, so that's been great. There's still going to continue to be more closures. There was a post from the Fairview City page that was also posted from Fairview or from Dixon and from another person in Fairview then and now, which listed a bunch of things related to our area on the west side. But really, I mean, there wasn't really any new details that we hadn't really heard, so we'll have to keep watching that. Red lights, we still got three, one at Old Cox, Publix, and Walmart. Soon we'll get one at City Center entrance, I guess, maybe once they get the road paved and maybe a couple things built in there, but the poles are all up. And then Cumberland and 100, there'll be another one there. So we'll see how that goes, if it's going to hurt or help traffic as it is. So we'll go from there. Future projects. I'm still always on the hunt to learn more about the projects and TDOT and how they are working for us or against us on Highway 100. And so we got someone to reach out this week that gave us some new links that are going to be in the show notes. And when it comes to the widening project on Highway 100, this has been around since 2018. And so this is not a new request, but there are some links below here that tell you about the TDOT project, but more importantly, the GNRC, which actually shows you how much money is being spent on things. And so one of the projects that was started in 2023, 6902, which is the 3R improvement program, is $954,000. This one doesn't show up when searching Fairview in a keyword on the GNRC website or even under TDOT, but if you look at it the other way, it's there. Then there's another project, which is 2019-6214, which talks about the widening from Bowie Lake Road to 840, and that is $54 million. And it was funded back in 2019 and 2023, and it just has $2.4 million of the required $54 million. So I guess that means it's definitely not happening anytime soon. There's a couple links to our old newspaper, Main Street Fairview, about the 2024 article about trying to widen the road and all the controversy, and then also one from 2018 that someone else sent in. The sidewalk project, the Cumberland intersection project are all glued together. We're going to keep watching that. We're growing. So first thing, city news. We had a commissioner update that reached out to us on the board. They wanted to call out the health department, which is back open across from the elementary school, has recently been renovated and is ready to help you. They have a stock of vaccines if needed, as well as other medical services. So please go check them out. Fall news started on November 4th with Fairview Public Works will start their leaf pickup on that day. So leaves must be in a biodegradable bag placed at the curbside. If you don't have the right bags, you can pick them up at the Planning and Codes Department, which is between the Masonic Lodge and the Fire Department as you enter Bowie Park. The Fairview Police Department is still doing their Shop with a Cop program. The applications are still open. You can go pick them up at the Fairview Police Department, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Applications must be completed along with the participant information form for each child. Returned no later than 4 p.m. on November 14th, so you got about 2 weeks. We continue to give thanks to our local businesses and their support throughout the year in fundraising and donations and making it there, too. So they do a really good job, and if you need any other help on donations with the police department, you can drop their stuff off their PO Box 69 here at Fairview. So that's good too. All right. So town meetings. So we had no Board of Zoning Appeals, the Planning Commission, not one new since the last time, 10-14, when 183 homes were approved. Board of Commissioners update from the 16th was basically, we talked about that in the last show, which was the city reports, the thoroughfare plan, the farmer's market approval. So check out episode 6 if you want the full rundown. And October is also the last month of this, you know, chipper service stuff that's going on. But then we had the Board of Commissioner Town Hall meeting, which was on 10-28. And so the recap of that is we basically had two people do public comments, one at the beginning, and she talked about the farmer's market and was asking about the historic village, talking about the appraisal, the grant process, price, power, all the other items related to that project. But everyone's responses from Mayor Anderson and Mr. McDonald were basically not that detailed, and they said they're just waiting for this. So some of these things haven't been ironed out, like where the plugs are, how much the plug's going to be, all that kind of stuff. Another gentleman that came up and was basically talked about asked if they ever turn anyone down for rezoning, which is a very valid question. And Mayor Anderson said all the time. But if you've been paying attention for the past couple months or years, it's a very low percentage. I'm still working with the team to get a big list of that, but it's there. And then they talked about the rezoning of the Pinewood Road property, how it came in as RS-40 and then was approved to be annexed to the city and was rezoned to RS-10 at the same time. Chris and Lisa both talked about things coming in and annexed into the city come in as RS-40. The builder needed RS-10 because of the land, because there isn't as many goods. There isn't a good amount of, or there is a good amount of unbuildable area. So then the lots would be too big and would it conform to RS-40? So they will conform to RS-10 with some lots being bigger and some lots being there. He also talked about the lot of dump trucks going up Glen Haven Drive and to Dogwood. And, you know, there's not really any way to stop them. Chris and Mr. McDonald and Mayor Anderson both talked about this, and there's not too much they can do. So it kind of is what it is, especially while this construction is going on at Cumberland and 100. Mayor Anderson responded to a bunch of questions, also talked about the theater and how the Fairview High School and the Fairview Community Theater both have shows the following weekend on the 6th, 7th, and 8th. So she talked about the Fairview Community Theater, which is a Jekyll and Hyde on the 6th, 7th, and 8th. Vice Mayor McDonald talked about the game of the week and voting for it, which looks like voting closed today at lunchtime. So we won. Thursday night is the regional championship for Region 7 for high school, so make sure and be there. Titan Cheer is going to be there doing a routine, their competition routine during halftime, so that'll be good. They are 2 weeks out for the next TPUDC zoning work, which is the new revised zoning for the city of Fairview, and they said that they were 2 weeks out, but they don't know if that's going to be enough time for the workshop, so the stuff may get pushed out on that, which is good because we actually need to make sure we have all reviewed these new zones before we start voting on them. We also talked about the someone asked about the timeline question to the new Welcome to Fairview signs, and there was no new news yet there. Commissioner Roberts talked about the high school rumors, which is the same time, November 6th, 7th, and 8th at 7 p.m. and 2 p.m. on the 8th, too. We put all this on the calendar on the website, so if you need it, it's there. The show notes both have links to each one to buy tickets. She also asked about veterans recognition at the high high school this year, and Mayor Anderson said they are not having it this year. Commissioner Buffalini talked about the trunk or treat at First Baptist tonight on the 29th, and One Church Home is having OCH Fest, which is food and a carnival tonight also. Fall Forward is happening this weekend, so make sure and fix your clocks. He also congratulated some of the Franklin winners of the ward electionship for the city of Fairview or city of Franklin down there. We don't have any meeting notes from the 29th meeting by TPUDC. So they're going to have to reach out for that. And then there was a big talk back and forth about who's responsible for city lights, and that there was an HOA that was having a big HOA price increase, and they said it was $11,000 more a year because they were paying for the street lights. The city manager chimed in along with Mayor Anderson, and a couple other people went back and forth and said that if it's part of an HOA, that they are doing it, and if the street's owned by the city pays for those light power, and if it's owned by the developer, the HOA, then they pay for it. So it's kind of there. Mr. Hall, Commissioner Hall, talked about how you could vote more than once for the team for this football game of the week, and then talked about meeting up with a former representative and how things are going well with the city. So that was good. So next meetings, Planning Commission doesn't have anything till November 18th. Board of Commissioners doesn't have anything till the 6th or the 20th. With that TPUDC zoning review maybe happening the 6th, or it might actually be happening the 20th. Board of Commissioners Town Hall was yesterday, so there's not one till next month. Parks and Landscape Board is November 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Historic Village. There's no agenda for that. You just got to go to it. Around Town Coffee is scheduled for November 12th. And we have a special edition for November. We have a beer board meeting. This only happens when an applicant applies in the city to sell adult beverages. So Darshan Chudgar from Padma LLC, which is T-Mart on Highway 96, which is basically the Shell station as soon as you come off I-40 and 96 at the red light. They had to also, in this application, was kind of interesting, they had to list that where the nearest school, church, or daycare or nursery is, which is Loblolly Preschool, which is down near Crowcut Road. They requested an off-premises permit, which means they sell beer that you drink or beverages that you drink not on property versus on-premise permit, which is where you would have it for a bar or restaurant. So the notes for that beer board and that agenda and applicant stuff is in the show notes. The state of Tennessee, the Memphis National Guard is still doing things. Reports of over 1,000 arrests have been made. So we'll see how that keeps going. And also Memphis, the school board is working on a bill that will allow recall of elected leaders in that area for mayors, county commissioners, school board members, and others. So that's bill number 1448. If you want to look it up more, it's pretty good. Then we had a former Representative Robin Smith sentenced to 8 months in federal prison for her role in a corruption conspiracy case. This doesn't make national news, but I think it's good that their accountability is there and justice is working there. The Tennessee Department of Education released the 2024 to 2025 graduation rate data for the state. There was 92.3% from 92.1%, so they grew 0.2%. There was also lots of stats that there was a ton of counties that had 99%, or a couple of counties that had 99%, most had 95%, and kind of talked about some of that stuff. So December 2nd is the final special election vote for the 7th U.S. House District seat. Afton Ben and Matt Van Epps on the Republican side. So based on the primary results, we'll see how that all goes. More news of going back and forth have been going about. The Music City Hole, Music City Loop is still digging and they're making more holes. City Council is reporting a significant lack of transparency regarding the project running through their district, and it was approved at the state level instead of at the city metro level. The airport released a video this week talking about Terminal 2, which will have 70 more gates on 300 acres just south of the airport, which will be start around 2038. And we have the link in there from the news station to watch that video and go there too. The Bills. So this is what we have for this week. Nothing super cool. October 23rd, just a little bit before there, we had Ways and Means. But coming up, there was no notes on that. We talked about that last one. October 30th, November 5th, and November 5th twice, we have the advisory on the K-12 education. We have a fiscal review, and we have a federal education deregulation cooperations task force on November 5th. So those are the three things coming up there. How's the hill? Back at it. It's definitely passable. Fall is rocking. Running noses are abundant with now lows in the high 30s to 40s and highs in the 50s to 60s. The weather gurus are expecting some more rain heading our way this weekend. We've already had some sprinkles here and there, which has been great. New businesses. Nothing new is spotted really kind of going on. No ribbon cuttings or anything like that. Ace Hardware still brewing. There's still an open spot at Bowie Commons and Bowie Meadows. Other than that, nothing else is kind of going on there. The farmer's market. Make sure you head to the farmer's market every Saturday from 8 to 12 p.m., not earlier. At Messick Chiropractic and Fairview Fresh Deli Donuts for their life-changing apple fritters located right down the road from Publix. So many good places to get local beef and pork, breads and treats, fruits and vegetables, along with some hot sauce, fishing lures, and other holiday gifts, especially this time of year. And so then we'll go ahead and go into job openings. Job openings this time. We've got the city has a police officer opening, the associate planner on the city level too. So that was cool to see. Walmart, multiple positions there. Cornerstone Financial Credit Union, which just opened up, has a credit teller universal associate. Publix has their pharmacy tech. Dunkin' needs a crew member. Boys and Girls Club needs a membership coordinator part-time. Subway, both of them need a sandwich artist. The Pearl needs a caregiver for the assisted living and memory care unit. Taco Bell needs a food champion for closing. Pizza Hut needs a team member. Sonic needs a crew member. McDonald's needs a floor supervisor. Tractor Supply Co. needs a team member. Marmon Holdings needs an assembler. Hardee's needs a team member. And Destination Pet LLC needs an animal care attendant. If you have any other job openings, just let us know. Fill out the contact form and you can hit us up. History nugget. We're going to talk about Sullivan Road. The Sullivan family is attached to the Triangle School, which was built in the triangular shaped lot in 1939 across from the rec center. The first principal was Nellie Walker Sullivan, or maybe Nell. It might be Nell. And three other Sullivans, Vella Sullivan, Pegram, Madeline Sullivan, Wallace, and Awful Sullivan were other notable teachers. Nell Walker Sullivan taught to the school for over 50 years. So, and if you notice also, the Sullivans have a big Century Farm thing on 100 and have been around Fairview for a very, very, very long time. So, awesome stuff. Upcoming events. So recap first, Trunk or Treat at Bowie Park was on October 25th. Great success. Lots of kids, candies, businesses, and families out there. It was great. Awesome costumes. My favorite was the Icy Kid and a Joe Dirt. I think Mario, Spider-Man, Wednesday, and Paw Patrol characters won in pure volume with the people that had the most costumes going over and over again. I think it was a little bit fewer people than last year, and I think that's because more and more events are going on that exact day and throughout that week, along with so many things are going on, it's really hard to kind of find out what's going on. And so we'll see how that goes. And then also last week was the Middle Tennessee Veterans Coalition on October 21st at Cross Point Dixon. Had an okay turnout. The VA was there, which was good since I thought they might not come because of the government shutdown still going. So that was awesome. So our upcoming events, Dixon has their 2025 Veterans Day Parade on Sunday, November 9th in downtown, leaves at 10 a.m. November 10th is the Marine Corps' birthday for the country. Franklin has November 11th, their Veterans Day Parade. In our town, we have the Fall Market at the Fairview High School on November 15th at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then within the town on the same day, Graceworks is going to also have the mobile food pantry at the middle school from 8 to 10 a.m. or until food runs out. And we have the link in there if you need that. The city has the Christmas tree lighting on December 5th at 5 p.m. and the Christmas parade on December 6th at 10 a.m. We have a link to a lot of other calendars if you need that. for the kids. We had one of the youth leaders reach out from the Cub Scouts underneath the Scouts BSA program to make sure we were announcing it, and we definitely are, because there's lots and lots of activities to do here in Fairview. No matter what your kid's into, there's definitely probably an activity or group for them. We have a thriving, you know, just like we said, Scouts program on the Girl Scout side, the Scouts BSA side. So from elementary school kids to high schoolers, they got it covered. There's Lala's Dance Studio, Elevate Gymnastics and Cheer. There's also, you know, a Taekwondo and Jiu-Jitsu place that teaches a lot more than just moves called Vigilance Martial Arts. We have a great youth wrestling program with some summer options. And we also have a lot of baseball teams, soccer teams, and cheer teams with the Fairview Titans. So there's lots of stuff there. School news. So no school on October 31st. This was turned into a work day. This is the first time I think I can remember in years of going to school here. So that's kind of cool. Everybody can just have a party on Friday. That'll be awesome. Hawks and Tiger news. So we need your help. We're not getting any weekly notes or news. Not a lot of stuff is posted. So if you're a member of the FES PTO and want to reach out for any of these events, please send it just our way. Falcon news. There is a National Predator Spirit Night on November 1st at 2:30 p.m. And they released a little note that someone from the school will win a ride on the Zamboni. So make sure and sign up. That's going to be super cool. Miss Hansen from the theater class won the Teacher of the Year. So congratulations to her. October 29th is a home baseball team versus Spring Hill from 4 to 7 p.m. Girls and boys varsity and JV. Signups for the Rock Band Club, which meets on Mondays 3 to 3:45 in the band room. Get your permission slip turned in. There's also some fundraiser links in the show notes. Jacket news. So this was actually talked about at the Board of Commissioners Town Hall, which is there's a big football game on October 30th against Waverly. This is the Region 6 Championship, so make sure and be there. There will actually be the Fairview Titans cheerleading. We'll be doing their halftime show, so come and support Fairview. And if you can't, the on-demand link's there too. And big congratulations to the boys and girls cross-country team from the high school for getting to the state championship next week in Memphis. Thanks to Coach Jess and Coach Pett for all you do. This week was Red Ribbon Week, and they had all kinds of things that they were dressing up as and doing all kinds of stuff, which was pretty fun. So the first day was tie-dye. The next was wearing all black, and each one of these was to do stuff with related to drugs. Then it was pajama day, then Hawaiian day, and then rhyme without reason, and then finally camo on Thursday. So the annual pumpkin patch is also still going to October 31st. There's hardly any pumpkins left, so I think that's a great sign. I think they're almost sold out, and that's over at Apex Bank from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. each day, and this helps fund the FHS Athletic Committee. The fall market, just like we said, November 15th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is a great place to get your Christmas shopping done, along with the weekly trip to the farmer's market. The art club is still going, so turn in your forms. And every Friday this year, there will be Kona Ice and Tom's Coffee at lunchtime. Senior portraits on November 21st, along with Career Day. ASVAB is scheduled for December 9th at 8 a.m. in the Learning Lab. If you're thinking about joining the military, this is a must-have. This score will determine what job you can even pick, and it's really good time there. So it looks like the high school bowling team is still rolling with the next practice November 13th and 20th, so you'll keep making some trips to Thunder Alley in Dixon to get your roll on. Congratulations to the high school Sound of Gold band for winning first place for multiple things. First place in band, first place percussion, second place color guard, second place field commander, and third place overall, which was the first for Fairview at the Forest School competition in Chapel Hill just last week. The construction and ag classes are rock and rolling, so keep an eye out for hunting blinds and dog houses. The ag class is getting ready for some FFA events. The NASP archery team under the ROTC team is kicking off. If you have any students that are driving, make sure they take send an email to the principal and then get the Schoolology link to the checkpoints driving training and make sure you get your parking pass so they can do that. So that was good there too. Faith moment. This one is a little bit different than the past couple because we've had some long sermons and short sermons. This is three quick clips that came up this week that I think may be relevant to many married couples. This first one that we're going to go to talks about kids and how they become the center of the marriage instead of God and each other. And that may be setting up a time bomb for when your kids move out, which is why many divorces happen at 20 to 25 years and not 7 and 15 in those middle times.
Here's what sometimes happens. A marriage will start with a wife prioritizing her husband. Then kids come along and he becomes the priority and she starts to say things like this. But sometimes I hear in the lobby, and let's just not say this ever again. She starts to say things, you know, husband and kids are in the room and she says something about the kids and she says, oh, points to her husband, goes, oh, he knows his place. Or in the lobby, they'll say something and they'll just say, oh, he knows my babies come first. So the marriage started with the husband as the priority, but now the kids are the priority, so they become the priority. They get the best energy. You're too tired for fun or for intimacy. Maybe they're even sleeping in the same bed as you for years and years and years. And listen, maybe short time, medical reason, emotional reason, parenting choice, short time, limited time, that's fine. But listen, for years and years and years, listen, hey, dear sir, dear ma'am, there should be things happening in your bed that would scar your children for life if they saw it. So we need to, hey, let's make sure that the priority's in the right spot. So this is what happens. And then what happens is the husband gets jealous because jealousy literally means somebody else is in my place. So he starts to get jealous. Out of his jealousy and resentment, he starts prioritizing his career. You're gonna do the kids, I'm gonna do the career. So then when the kids go to college, the thing that she was all about is gone and he's not all about her anymore. So when they go to college, you pulled the pin on a grenade. And that's why a ton of divorces happen not at year 3 or 7, they happen at year 20 and 25. See, if you start to make your whole marriage about the kids and the kids are first, hey guys, heads up, kids are leaving someday. Kids are leaving someday. So if you make the marriage about the thing that's gonna leave, you are building in a landmine that you are gonna detonate someday.
Welcome back. This next one is about marriage and how women need to help support their husbands, and that support can really go a long way to helping them.
Ladies, hear this, okay? If you're a wife, look at me. Let all the defenses down, because that's what tends to happen. The words of encouragement on the lips of a wife are like gold in the heart of a husband. I just can't even explain it. And listen, every man you talk to, inside of him is both a king and a jester. And you're gonna get the one you talk to. And so you can consistently use your words to crown him or to shame him. And guys aren't real good at saying, hey babe, I need to talk about my feelings. I think I'm in a spiritual depression and I'm not believing. It doesn't usually go that way. But ladies, you're intuitive and you're smart. And you've got to understand that the dude, it's not good for him to be alone. So he sent you to be wise, to discern, to see through what he is saying, to see what he's actually saying, so that you could be an echo of what God wants to say to the brother and speak life into him.
And last but not least, this is another good one about marriage, about some things that you can make a blueprint for divorce. These four things need to be agreed on: faith, money, parenting, and extended family, and getting really good at forgiveness and always keep dating.
I got some of this in most of the services, but this is really important. We'll be very raw here.
So like, very frankly, the blueprint we need to be looking for, according to the Bible, the husband's primary orientation needs to be towards the marketplace provider. The wife's primary orientation needs to be towards the home. I'm not saying that it's wrong for a woman to work. We're not saying that a woman's place is the home, What we are saying is that according to the Bible, a wife's priority does need to be the home. You need to agree on this stuff up front. So number one, get your blueprint right, because if she's got career woman, girl boss in her head, and you've got, man, I want to build a family and have a, you know, that you're gonna have a problem. There's four things that every marriage needs to agree on, and the divorce rates just go insanely down. I think it's faith, money, parenting, and then extended family. And then the last thing I would say is you need to figure out how to get real good at doing conflict and forgiveness.
When a man dates his wife, first of all, that's the pattern of Song of Solomon. Mm-hmm. The pursuit doesn't stop when the marriage happens. The pursuit continues. You want to have a happy marriage, like, invest in it. Hey, the grass isn't greener on the other side of the fence. Grass is greener where you water it. What you want to do, man of God, is you want to craft a marriage where you're going to be so happy and have so much fun. Being 80, sitting in a rocking chair, holding hands with grandkids and great-grandkids, running around your backyard. Hey, man, that's happiness.
Welcome back. I know that was definitely a little bit different, but I hope this helps some couples out there. All right, now to donations. On the donations fronts, nothing new from Fountain. We're still working on some of the payment systems. So if you're using the Fountain app, you can use the little button there to support us. There is a monthly supporter option for $3.50 per month. If you haven't seen the website, there's a lot of stuff on there. We're keeping the calendar for the whole city up to date. Every time we see something, we're posting it on there, which is great. So if you're looking for a kind of a one-stop shop for that, we've added a lot of stuff for the churches and businesses and school things and kids things. So definitely check it out, and make sure, I hope some business people here, you know, reach out and want to make things even better. That's fine too. So be a producer, subscribe and share with others in the podcast to help get the news out that to everyone in Fairview. I need to catch up on a couple other things, but we're rocking and rolling. And finally, as we close out, thank you. Thank you if you found this podcast helpful. Please support this show with your time, talents, and treasure. If you have any ideas, suggestions, please share it with us. You're a producer of this show. How you can share your talent is, you know, use your skills to help Fairview. Let us know. You might know some things that we don't. Treasure, if you're receiving, you know, you're receiving this product for free without any paid advertisements, you're getting truly local news. And if that's worth something, you know, maybe a drink at the drive-thru or a taco somewhere, just send a little bit our way. Please consider supporting us financially using the value for value system. And other than that, thank y'all and have a great day.